Okay, we are in Daf Lamed Vav, today's Daf Lamed Vav. Because of a technical error, we're up to the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. I apologize, there was a glitch over here in the first half of Lamed Vav. It was not recorded. Anyway, we're at the very, very bottom line. That was saying that they made a Gzeira, and the Gzeira was not able to be withstood. We said why, the Rimmel Mill explained, because simply no access to oil. There's no access to oil. Very interesting reading. Why?
What do you mean?
Oh, that's not about that oil. So therefore, that's an example. Normally, the halacha is you make a gzeira, a bezin makes a gzeira, you can't undo the gzeira unless you're greater and chach more minion. Which I said before, it's by definition never going to happen. Because even if you can have more, my halacha doesn't even minion mean. Does it mean people? Does it mean something? And even if it means people, if you have more people, you're not going to have chachma, you're not going to have greater chachma. That's by definition you're never going to have. However, one of the exceptions is if it's a gzeira that can't be withstood. And this was a gzeira that could simply not be withstood. I think from the 18 things, the only thing that was undone is this one. A lot of them were tumah related, which don't apply to anyway. It's a good question. So maybe he also didn't have, right? It's the same poor mudayin like you, in a chanami. But if they did have, if they were able to get it, and then the Jew can't have access to it, that's a little... Well, they took whatever they could get. So by bread, it didn't apply. Everybody has bread. Right? As a matter of fact, by the way, there's another place where this sort of comes up. There's another place where this sort of comes up, which is by Kitnia. Because there are... What? No, not Sapphire. That's one shot. I once heard that. That's the reason Sfarzim, that's potato, forget that. One trad I heard, the reason why Sfarzim didn't ask for kidney is was because they would have nothing to eat. And that's the reason, some say that's the reason why potatoes were not asked out of kidney is. There could simply be nothing to eat. It's a day where that people can't hold from. What was taiva? It has nothing to do with taiva. It has nothing to do with that. It's simply impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible to live. Same thing over here. It's impossible. Very interesting. Very interesting. Damar Vada Brava, Maikra, what does the pasuk mean? I'm on Lamed Vav Amud Beis now. B'me'ira ata ne'iram v'osi atem kvum ha'goy kulo. That's the pasuk in Malachi? No. The pasuk in Malachi? Yes, the Malachi. Goy kulo in. If it's something that the whole nation can hold from, excellent. Lo. But if not, right? So, what? Right. That's one of the shots why it says that by Hanukkah. Right? They instituted the date of Hanukkah. It says, Lashana Acheret. They waited a year. They wanted to see if it would get hold. They wanted to see if it would take hold. Right. But also interesting. So maybe in the beginning, people try to be enthusiastic. They try to hold from it. So right in the beginning, they didn't undo it immediately. Let's give it a see. After a while, it's just impossible. Gufa, we just said Amar Bali, Amar Bavimi, Nasoa, Mishmei Derav, Piton Vishmanam, Yain Ubanot. These four things: wine, bread, oil, and daughters of Goyim. Kulan Mishishmona Asar Davarhein. All from the original 18 Gzeiros that Hillel and Zamai Tamidim established on that one day. So the Gemara is going to say, in Mayi, what's the issue? What do you mean daughter? What kind of Gzeira? What Gzeira does it make with the daughter? So you're not allowed to marry her? That's not a Gzeira. You're not allowed to marry a non-Jew. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no. Gazru al binosehen nidos ne'ari sotson. They made a Gzeira on a baby daughter, on a baby goy, that she's metame like a nido. Rashi points out, there is no tumas nida by a goy. There's no tumas nida. They're nida? Yeah, they're people. They're biologically people, yes. No tumas nida by a goy. They made a gzeira that there should be even a one-day-old baby who doesn't have any tumah. Obviously, she doesn't have nida. She's 1 day old. Why do they make such a gzeira? They don't want you hanging out with goy. Very simple. Gneva v'shmei derav amar. He, a different amora, said, kulan v'shem avodas kachal from God's behind. It's all because of idol worship issues. Hang out with the goy. Go to the church with them. Stay away from them. Stay away from the kids. The chiyatzer of acha bar ada amar v'itcha gadra al piton. They were goes of bread, Mishum Shamnan, because of of oil. The Gemara says, well, my alume shem mipat. Why is oil better than pot? What does that mean? El the other way around. Al piton v'shemnon mishum yenam. Don't have bread or oil because of the wine. Val yayin mishum v'notzehen. Not wine because of daughters. We're talking about now stam wine, not yayinetzech, obviously. Val v'notzehen, and because of daughters, mishum davar acher. Because of something else, or something else. Avodah zarah. V'al davar acher, mishum davar acher. And because of something else, shouldn't lead to something else, which the Gemara later is going to say is homosexuality. Right? So therefore, that's the progression of the Xeris. Says the Gemara, b'noseyen daraitihi. That's what I said before. What do you mean they made a Xera that you shouldn't hang out with daughters? It's a daraisa. D'chiv lo tishchatin ba. Not going to marry them. Says the Gemara, no. Daraisa zayin umos. Mid oraisa, the only people that you're not allowed to marry, the only goyim that you're not allowed to marry are from the seven nations. That's when Gemara says that, right? But don't get so excited because the what? It's a very good question. The question is, are they even allowed to convert? No, you can't marry them even if they're a goy. Only, it says they're not allowed to marry goyim. No. They convert, they're Jews, right? I believe they can convert. I believe they can. Only ones who can't convert are the women can convert anyway. It's funny because a mullah can convert. Who can convert? Only Ammon and Moab. Right? And only the men. Right? So the Mepharshim point out that the seven nations are, we all know this, Chiti, Girgashi, Emori, Knani, Prizi, Phoebe, and Yavusi. The reason why these were singled out is because they are the ikar of Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. That's what they represent. Therefore, you can't marry them. That's why, outside of Eretz Yisrael, or later generations, Rashi said, the other Mishnah said, they're not so serious about their idol worship. Their father was a church, and they also go. If you think that means nothing to them. Something better to do, they do the better thing. So they're not so serious. So therefore, the ikar doesn't apply to everybody else. Midor right. However, Avoshar of the Kachavim, no. The odds of Inhu, the Gazar, the heads of Xera. They were Gazar, Filu, the Shire of the Kachavim, even other nations. Right, so we had a machloka. Some said that the Xera was that Goyim women are considered needed even when they're one day old. What will that prevent? They won't touch them. So the ones when they're one day old. A second Xera was, no, they shouldn't. That was one shot. Another shot was, that it's a Avodah Zarah issue. So, if it's a Avodah Zarah issue, you can't marry them anyway. No, that was only in seven nations. If it's a Rabbanah, this is a new Gzeira. Well, Hashem Bayechai, according to Hashem Bayechai, the Omar who said, Ki Yathir es Bincha Me'acharai L'Rabos Kol HaMesiros, but according to Hashem Bayechai, that from that Pasuk in Devarim, he learns out that you can't marry any Goy, anyone who's going to take you away, Ma'ekel Neymar, what was the Gzeira? Ella, the Gzeira was, Daraita, Ishus, Derecha, Midoraita, you can't marry a guy with a whole formal ceremony, with a wedding and a band and all that. But also, Inhu, Gazar, Afil, Derech, Nos. And they came along and were Gozer, even not a wedding, just spending a night, even that, even Derech, Nos. The Gemara says, Nos Nami, Beis Dino, Shal Shame, Gazar. Nos, the Bezin of Shame, took care of that. Dichsiv, but Yomer Yehuda, Yehuda said, Hotsiuha v'tisare, take her out and let her get burnt. Who take who out? Take Tamar out. Right? What Tamar do wrong? What Tamar do wrong? Rashi says that she was a Bas Kohen. Everybody has. Why was she a Bas Kohen? She was Shem's daughter. Shem had the din of a very far fetched. Shem had the din of a Kohen. And it's a very lumbish thing. So we're taking post Matan Torah halachas and applying it to pre Matan Torah. So in that world, Shem has the din of a Kohen. That's one stretch. Tamar is a Bas Kohen. That's not a stretch. It's a measure. It's fine. The measure says it. The problem with that is that a Bas Kohen, and then if she has to get Sreifa. The problem is that a Bas Kohen only gets Sreifa if she's married. Here she wasn't married. So there's a huge kasha on Rashi, which there is no answer. There's no answer to that kasha. No answer. The Ramban says maybe she was zakuk liyibum. She wasn't even. What? No. Yehuda's son was born. Yehuda's son was born. He was born. He's waiting. She's waiting for yibum. So she's a zakuk liyibum. There's no such thing as yibum. There's no such thing. So I mean, it's very, very Rashi. It's very difficult. Very difficult. Pashat Pshat is what's a single girl doing with another man? That's the Pashat Pshat. The Pashat Pshat is that this Bezit of Shame. Shame wasn't alive anymore. It's clear. Shame was not alive anymore. She was no longer alive. But his Bezit and his court would set up a rule. Can't have a single girl being with other men. Can't have a Chaybiza for that. Chaybiza for that. Yeah. The Goyim in those days had marbles. Yeah. The Goyim in those days. Yeah. Today, right? They think it's Mars. They think it's crazy. But then it was a normal thing. They made it too. Ten society. So the answer is that Rashi is a very, very difficult Rashi. Very difficult Rashi. Bottom line is, it's old news. But they made a kill on time. It's a zero. She made a zero like that. A very old zero. Ella, you're right. Daraisa, Oved Kochavim, Haba Bas Yisrael. If a goy has relations with a Jewish girl, Dimashcha Basre, we're afraid she'll be interested in him, and she'll follow him, and she'll join him, and she'll run away with him, and she'll be with him. Avo Yisrael, for the man, Habal Ovedes Kochavim, lo. There was no such gzera that way. The gzera was only the other way. But Asa, Inhu, Gozer, Philo Yisrael, Habal Ovedes Kochavim. And they made a gzera that even a Jewish man can't be with a goyish girl. Now the Gemara says again, Shalabal, Avodas Kacham, Halachal Moshe Mitinahi. That's Halachal Moshe Mitinahi. The Amar Mar, Haboel Aramis, Kinoin, Poginbo. If someone has relations with an Aramis, a goyish girl, any Zela can kill the guy. Why? That's the other from Pinchas. No. It means anyone. And how do we know that from Pinchas? Because Pinchas killed Zimri, who was hanging out with Cosby. Cosby was a guy. Zimri's a man, a Jewish man, right? And there is no Chiyav Bezdin for this. No Chiyav Bezdin. What? Oh, that's what the Gemara says. You're the Raisa before Hestia. In public, you could do that. The story was with Zimri. And they made a day where it said, even if it's Bitsina. But you know about it. You I don't know how you know about it, but you know about it. And it's Bitsina. You can also take out Lord Zero names. Again, there's no punishment bezin for this. So you're a zealot, you're a kanoi, you can't handle it. You can go take Lord Zero hands. Batinanami, Bezino Shachashmanai Gazu. That's also old. The Chashmanayim were older than Hillel and Shammai, right? Right? Base Hillel and Base Shammai have a machloka, if you like, 1 to 8 or 8 to 1. That's the proof that Base Hillel and Base Shammai came after Chashmanai. What? We know when they lived, right? I always had a kasha. How many years after Hanukkah were Hillel and Shammai alive? Right? They had a machlokas. That's something old, Dindoraita, old, going back. This is 50 years old. Two generations, right. Already had a machlokas. Ready to machlokas? The brand new halacha. Brand new. Cut off the presents. That old thing about tzitzis. Okay, they had a machlokas about it. Right? About this? About shneez, larayas, anything they had a machlokas. Old din. Brand new din, and no one's ever given me an answer to that question. Anyway, the chiyasir of Dimi Amar Bezin Shabbat Shammai Gazir. So the Gemara says, you're right. Yisrael habal avodas kochavim chayev mishum nashga. If the Yisrael had relations with a guy, he's chayev mishum nashga. Nashga is four things. Nashga is, what does nashga stand for? It stands for nida, shivcha, goy, and eshetish. Yosef Rabin, Amar Mishum Nashgad, which is Nida Shivcha Goy and Azona. Right? So, anyway, it's old news. It's old news. The Hashemayim already said set up that. You can't be with a Goyish girl. The Gemara says, you're right. Ki Gazru Beis Din Shal Hashemayi, Bia. They will go there, Bia. Avo Yichud. Who said you can't be alone with a Goyish girl? That law, that they didn't make Gazer. But Asa Ihu, Inhu, Gozer, Afilu, Yichud. They will go to Yichud with a Goyish girl. So the question is, Yichud Nami, Beis Dino Shal David Gozer. Yichud was already established by David. The Amr of Yehuda, but also Shal Gozer al Yichud. But after the Mice of Amnon and Tamar, they will go to Yichud. Some Yichud is Doraisa, some yichud is not. So this is the yichud that the rabbanon itself was going there. The gemara says, "Amrin hasam yichud de bas Yisrael." That's a Jewish with a Jewish girl. Abel yichud avodas kochavim lo. There was never yichud with a goy. But asa inhu gazer afilo a yichud avodas kochavim. Even yichud with a goy. Now the gemara says, "Yichud de bas Yisrael doraita he." Yichud with a Jewish girl doraita. That's the davar melech. The amar of Yonah son Yochanan mishum mishum ben Yehotzadak remed liyichud ben haTorah. How do you know remed yichud ben haTorah? By the way, says the Rambam, that word remed is a clue that it's not doraita. Really, remed from the Torah. It should have said min haTorah. Remed means it's only there kabbalah asmachta. That's not doraita. Shenemar, like it says, ki yisisicha achicha if ben imecha, if your brother, the son of your mother, will entice you to go be a bad person. What? V'chi ben eimetis ben aveinu metis. But only the brother from your mother's side is going to entice you, and not a different brother. Ella ben hamisyached im imo. What it means is, a boy, this is a very, very big drash, a boy can hang out with his mother. There's no yichud with a son and a mother. V'ein achar misyached en kol harayis shepetorah. And no one else can hang out with anyone else. So what do you see? Yichud daraita. Says the Gemara, yichud daraita, the eish hazish. It's only yichud that's daraita, the eish hazish. That's daraita. Hanging out with someone else's life. But also, David forgot to feel Yichud the Pnuya. And David was going there even a single girl. But also, tell me to be Shabbat Till, God to feel Yichud of us. They will go there. They extended it even to Goyim. Okay? So, what does it mean that you can't hang out? What does it mean we said on top? Four things of a Goyer Asr: oil, wine, bread, and girl. What does girls mean? Either it means that they're needed or Yichud. That's what it means. Okay? Good? Good? Excellent. Now, Mayal Dabaracher, Mishum Dabaracher, what does that mean? Because of something else, lead to something else. Amr of Nachem Beitzchah, Gazral Tinok, Oved Kochavim, Shitame Beziva. They made a gzeira on a boy, even a baby boy, that he's Matame with Ziva, even though it's impossible for a baby to have a Zav flow. It's impossible. If we don't want our boys hanging out, we don't want them playing ball on the street together, because it could lead to Mishkav Zafar. The Omer of Zera. What? No, it's a separate Zera. You can't eat their bread, because we don't want you to hang out with them. You can't, my kid can't play with the Goyish kids. Right? We don't want them playing together. Halacha l'masa, kids. Do that. I know people go to them as if they have tumah like a ziva, and therefore stay away from them because they're tamei, and we don't encourage tumah. So you'll stay away from them as if they're not tamei. It's a 3-year-old boy; they're not tamei, but we be as if they are. Therefore, that will keep you away from them because they're very interested in mishkal zachar, and something we don't want to do. There's nothing wrong with playing ball with a guy. Nothing wrong with that. But they will go to them. They don't want you to do that because of what it might lead to. It could lead to horrible things. Unfortunately, it's a horrible thing. So they made such a zero. Right? The Omar Rav Zera. Tar Gadol Hayali Eitzel of Yossi. Rav Yossi Eitzel of Yochanan. Rav Yochanan Eitzel of Yanai. And Tar Gadol. Very exaggerated statement. A lot of Tar trying to find out the reason for this. And I asked all these people. Rav Yanai Eitzel of Yonis. Nelson Ben Amram. Rav Nelson Ben Amram Eitzel of Rebbe. Tinek Obi Chachavim. The Eim Esai Metame Beziva. When's that a plus? So Amali, Ben Yomo, 1 day old. Amali Ben Tes Shonen. No. It only starts from 9 years old. But Amali, 9 years old in 1 day. And when I tried to press the matter, Amali, Hanach Divar, right? But Achaz Divar Rebbe Chia. What I said, 1 day old, that's ignore that. Take the Chia's pshat. The Amali said, Tinak Obekachav, Imitam, Time, Diva, Ben Tes Shonen, Biom Echad. 9 years and 1 day. How of a royal rubia? Since a 9-year-old boy, the bia is considered a valid bia. Matami nami b'ziva. So we're going to also allow ziva. Amar Ravina Hilta Hatsinokas Avodas Kochavim Bas Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad Hail V'Ruuy Labia. So therefore, since a girl that's 3 years old is royal for bia, matami nami b'ziva. Therefore, she also has the din of a zav. So, when it's pshita, it's obvious. Because Mao Zemai would have said, Ha 9-year-old boy already is old enough to know what he's doing. So I would say that makes sense, that Xera. But a 3-year-old girl who doesn't know what she's doing, 3 years old, is very, very young. She doesn't know what she's doing. So maybe the Xera should be a little older. When she's a little older, 3 years old, very, very young. That's never going to happen. So it's very, very far-fetched. Kamash Malan, nevertheless, that's the Xera. Maybe when she's 3 years old. Even though it is a little far-fetched and she's very, very young, the Xera still applies. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow.